a joint disease or a disease where you ache, not arthritis, but
rheumatism.
Now we vaccinate children for smallpox. We also give them shots for a disease. There's a three-prong shot called a DPT, and the D would stand for
diphtheria, and
a disease where your skin turns a yellow color is
jaundice. What does DPT stand for?
I don't really know. One of them is, but they give you, it's a three-prong shot.
Three,
one's diphtheria.
Probably one's measles or something called something about what DPT
really
is.
I don't really know.
Poliomyelitis, maybe. Maybe one's for polio.
They give that in.
I don't know whether that's a joint one or not.
Typhoid is the T.
Diphtheria, typhoid, what the P be? Must be polio.
Really very important. A disease that you have a severe pain in your side.
Appendicitis.
Alright, and do you know any old-fashioned names for this?
Well, they used to say appendicitis.
Oh.
Appendicitis, you'd never hear about say that out. People used to sometimes. Instead of appendicitis, yes they did. Inflammation or something, I don't know what they call, may have called it earlier than the name appendicitis.
Right. When you are nauseated, you may
vomit.
Now, is there a nice
vernacular term, throw up.
Is this a nice word? Do you think of it as avoiding saying vomit? Would you say throw up?
As well as you say one's up. I don't like either one.
Are there any other words for this process that you think of?
The boys might say up, Chuck.
Oh. He is sick stomach.
We say at his stomach, not to his stomach, but some people say to. And you notice how northerners say stomach instead of stomach. They say it like an ICH. I don't know why they do that, but almost invariably they do. You hear it over the TV. All the time. Yeah, these things that are good for you. Stomach.
Now, I want some terms for dating. A boy and a girl are dating.
Well, if they go together all the time, you say going steady. And boyfriend and girlfriend.
As if they first start out and maybe they have two dates, you'd say they're what?
Going together?
Well, I was just asking you to kind of make a distinction. Is going together when they have been are going more regularly?
I believe so. You used to say people that they were going together, today you say they're steady. They go steady. That's a term that's come in, well, the last 15, 20 years. Maybe more recently than that.
Do you think
steady.
Of any other terms? How about courting?
That's old-fashioned.
It is?
Yeah, you wouldn't say that. No teenager would say that today, I'm sure.
No.
Yeah. Don't believe my boys would.
Oh. Are your boys old enough to date?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they are?
See, some of them are 18.
Oh, they are?
They're from, I teach the juniors and seniors, see, and lots of them 17 and 18.
Oh, I was thinking of this being more sophomore.
No, it's 9, 10, 11, 12, and I do have one 10th grade class, but a lot of them are seniors. So the majority of the boys I teach are 17, some of them 18. One boy that I can't get to study, called his folks up the other night, tell him I wish they could get him to study. I just can't make him do it. They said, we haven't been able to for 18 years. They've been trying.
Does he live at the school?
No, he's a day student.
What is a term for refusing to marry someone?
Jilting wouldn't be refusing to marry. That's a solace. Not a slang expression exactly, but part. So refusing to marry is about rejecting the proposal. Refusing, well, you said refusing. What term do you have in turn in mind?
In particular. What about sudden? Would that be jilt, do you think?
Well, maybe.
What about a dramatic word? Do you think of any dramatic word for
thought refusing to marry? I can't think of one.
What about a joking expression? Think of any joking expressions?
She turned him down. Nothing like that. Right. Can't use that.
When two people are engaged, eventually they are
married.